Hello and welcome back to the NP EdCast. Today I am here at Culp Elementary School with Greg Roberts. Greg, welcome and tell us a little bit about your experience as a teacher and your upbringing here at Culp Elementary School.
Good morning, everybody. Again, my name is Greg Roberts. I've been with the North Penn School District since 1998. Graduated locally from Happer-Horsham High School, went on to Westchester University, where I got my undergrad degree. Got my master's degree through Gratz College down in Melrose Park, and then picked up, my plus 30 credits through Bob Randall courses, also, kind of a link there through Happer-Horsham. Started my career here in North Penn, basically climbing the ladder. I was a long-term sub for a year and a half. I've also worked in the capacity as a learning support aide in the beginning, working my way up into a contract, in the late 90s at Inglewood Elementary, where I was a fourth grade teacher for, about 7 years, and I've been at Culp here as a sixth grade math teacher for the last nine. So I'm about 16 or 17 years in here at North Penn.
Greg, a couple things that you shared with me this morning that are a big part of your classroom that I'd like you to elaborate with the rest of your colleagues around the district are your classroom is based upon service and charity, on humor, and also innovation. So let's start with humor. How do you try to make your class humorous on a daily basis for kids and for your colleagues?
It's a great question. Coming from a spot where, again, going back too far, unfortunately, into high school where I was voted a class clown through my superlatives, the classroom is a great opportunity to have an opportunity to stand in front of children and have a captured audience. So part of my atmosphere within the community of the classroom is to make sure that kids are 100% comfortable and buy into what's going on here. So my philosophy has always been if I can have them laugh and learn at the same time, not necessarily hiding the learning from them, but making it that much more enjoyable for them, then that's what I'm going to try and push for. Using, quick humor, I do use sarcasm from time to time, and they look for that. But as sixth graders, they're really age appropriate in the sense that they can pick up on it, have an interaction with you, understand the humor that you're using, and really just look forward to the environment that's created through that.
Thanks, Greg, and I know you're a big Flyers fan, and I'm not going to make any Flyers jokes this morning. They actually really worked hard in that series, and it's a shame, but again, there's next year.
Yeah, always next year.
So let's move on to innovation, and you talked about some of the things you've done over the years, Daily Five. You're newer to Twitter, but you're seeing more value in that these days. Tell us a little bit about how you're working to innovate your practice here at Culp Elementary School on a daily basis.
I truly have latching onto Twitter about a year and a half to 2 years ago. Accessing that resource has been invaluable. Looking at the things that I'm working with through the Daily Five, when my team and I decided to pursue that, a little over 2 years ago. Obviously, the texts were something that were greatly greatly considered and utilized, but also the resources that we were able to find on Twitter and the networks and just the conversations with colleagues. PLCs, obviously more global than just here at North Penn, were also incredibly valuable for what we were trying to do. Daily Five has been something that we work for as a team, just getting the kids moving around outside the anthology, if you will, dabbling in some big things, but in smaller segments, just trying to go in and compartmentalize the language arts experience has really benefited the kids, not to mention just the sheer time they're able to get eyes on text. So we're really pushing that as well as part of the curriculum there.
Thanks, Greg. Doing For Others projects has been something that you and your class have seen as a real core value of your class over the years. Can you tell us a little bit about some of the projects that you've completed as a class and maybe some other ideas you have for the future?
Yeah, charity has always been something, just getting the kids to realize we're a part of a bigger community has always been something that's been very important to me. Some of the bigger projects that I've done over the last few years associated with my math classes, we offer what I call super results, S-O-U-P-E-R. On test days, what the kids do is they are able to bring in some type of canned food or dry good that we can then turn around and donate to Manna on Main Street or some of the local food cupboards in the area. They do that for, you know, extra credit for me, but it's also a way just to kind of, you know, connect the math concepts. We'll build pyramids with what we return. We'll try to see symmetry in what we have. So I really just try to connect the curriculum as much as possible to what we're learning within the content areas as well. This year, one of the big initiatives that I rolled out was the beard is mightier than the sword. I went basically on very similar to the NHL playoff beard-a-thon, just went without shaving, created an initiative here in my homeroom where as long as one student every day donated at least a dollar to charity, that I would keep the razor away. So basically as months and months, and it did truly go on, I guess about 3 to 3.5 months, as we went along, word got out, we started having monies matched, my principal matched, our home and school matched, I decided to match whatever was raised, as part of the process then. I had my kids research charities around the world that spoke to them, and basically what they had to do is we created a classroom book for charities that they were able to locate. From that information, they wrote persuasive essays convincing me that that their charity should be the one that we donate to. And again, all the while collecting from them on a daily basis. So the culmination of the activity was, again, our classroom book, which we entitled Paying It Forward. And then as an end result, we ended up collecting over $270 to donate. And we split that up between the ASPCA, Make-A-Wish Foundation, let's see, what were the other ones? The Ronald McDonald House, and the Salvation Army. So what I did is I obviously took that money and made the donations for them in our names, and then made the certificates a part of our book. So it's just an opportunity for the kids to really at this point understand again that there's people out there that necessarily don't have the privileges that we have, to understand that they truly are lucky and fortunate to be where they are in the situation that they are. They really picked up on it. They've already approached me with 6 weeks left about another charity and another collection that we could maybe jump into. So stay tuned. We might have some shavings of heads over here at Culp soon.
Thanks, Greg. And I just think that's really inspiring that you make that a part of your classroom experience year after year, week after week. And even here with, you know, what it is, 28, 29 days left of school, if you got kids with ideas, you're going to try and do something to make it happen at some level. Greg, you're sharing some of the really cool successes of Mystery Skype that you've had this year and you know, ever since you kind of got on Twitter and understood what that was all about. Can you tell us a little bit about that, some of the best experiences, and also if someone were listening that wanted to do this for the first time, they keep hearing this word Mystery Skype. What the heck is it? How do I get started? Can you give them a little bit of a tutorial?
Sure, absolutely. I am relatively new to it myself. Mystery Skype is something that, you know, until Glenn Yetter, last week's innovator, landed here at Culp, was new to most of us. But as he introduced it to us, I just thought the concept itself was absolutely unbelievable, quite frankly, opening up the world to kids and letting them experience other cultures, other people, other places that in reality they may not have the opportunity to have. Some of the big ones that I have experienced last year, my very first one that I had, again, contacted by somebody else, so it did kind of fall into my lap. But again, going back to how do you get involved, there is a Google Doc through Mystery Skype that you can drop your name and contact information onto, and then people will contact you from that. I was contacted by an ESL teacher, truly English as a second language, out of Bosnia. So we were able to communicate with this PM, school classroom where we had sixth graders basically not only trying to locate where we were as we were trying to locate where they were, but they were actually interested in hearing our dialect. You know, it was a lesson for them through their teachers planning to listen to communication in America to see how kids communicate. But the fun thing behind all of that is the kids get to interact. Once we locate each other's classrooms, it becomes a Q&A session. So we were able to ask kids about their culture, about their classrooms, about family life, about academics, and some really huge learnings for our kids come out of those situations. Like the Bosnian children were thoroughly overwhelmed that we had aquariums here and kept fish and amphibians because to them it was food. So, you know, it was interesting for our kids to see the different dynamics from around the globe. This year, some of the bigger ones that I've had, we were able to communicate with a Bohemian shark research lab. So we had a Culp alumni that after graduating college went on to a two-year work study where he is tagging lemon sharks in the Bahamas. So we were able to Skype with him, but then also inside the lab talk to, you know, marine biologists, and again opening up the opportunities for kids who may not have even considered that as an option for their future, you know, mystery Skype, bringing that experience to them. This year, we also decided through the 100th day of school to celebrate by reaching out to a centurion. We were able to talk to a 101-year-old woman over at the Peter Becker community that I contacted and networked through my wife. And just having a conversation with a 101-year-old woman, a living history lesson where we were able to learn the ins and outs of Conshohocken at the time, World War I, World War II, what schools were like then as compared to now. And to be honest with you, wonderful experience for our kids to see and just experience learning on both ends of that conversation, because she was floored by some of the things that we were doing in education today, just as we were floored by some of the things that she lived through and experienced. So it really just opens the windows to the world for kids that, you know, may not have the opportunity to travel, to see, to experience. Mystery Skype brings that right into the classroom on a basis that makes sense to kids. And again, through technology, iPads, minis, things of that nature, just really make it more enjoyable. So love it.
Thanks, Greg. I appreciate all of your insights and everything that I've been able to learn from you this morning. Underneath this podcast, we will put some resources for Mystery Skype, as many as we can find here. Talking to Glenn and talking to some other folks around the district, we'll try to give North Penn educators a step-by-step, you know, this is how you would make something like this happen. That way, over the next couple months, you know, North Penn educators have a little bit of an opportunity to kind of look around, explore a little bit. So when we get back started in September, not only might you be able to Skype to, you know, Glenn Yetter's classroom or Greg Roberts' classroom here in North Penn locally, but also maybe in another time zone. So I'd like to thank Greg Roberts here over at Culp Elementary School for telling us a little bit about his work as a sixth grade teacher. Thank you.
It's been a pleasure. Thanks for having me.